Hi there, and welcome to English Digest. This is Pat.
This is Tiffany.
And today we're looking at day two of our TOEIC article, okay? Mm-hmm. So yesterday we looked at somebody who was trying to call up a bunch of conference venues to try and find the right place. And one of the places he spoke to was called Eastdale Conference Centres, okay? Mm-hmm. And we've been quite lucky because we've managed to get hold of a brochure for that very conference centre.
Oh.
So a brochure, it's kind of like a small pamphlet, some pieces of paper, or it could be a website these days, that advertises a place and tells you what it's got, talks about its facilities, that word from yesterday. So we're going to take a look at it.
Right, so we'll be right back and we'll read the article.
Welcome to Eastdale Conference Center. Situated in the heart of the city, this modern, state-of-the-art venue is ideally located close to local coach and bus stations, as well as hotels to suit all budgetary needs. What's more, the centre provides free shuttle buses to the airport, running every half hour. Eastdale Conference Centre has everything your business needs to host a successful conference. There are four large auditoriums, along with 20 smaller meeting rooms for workshops and seminars. Each room is fully supplied with audio-visual equipment and can access a secure wireless network. We also have a full complement of technicians on hand to make sure your presentations aren't interrupted by technical difficulties. We also offer far more than just business facilities. We aim to give our guests the opportunity to relax and refresh themselves between conference sessions. Eastdale Conference Center features two swimming pools, a gym, a sauna, and a games room. There are also three bars, two restaurants, and a food court. In addition, one of our auditoriums doubles as a theatre and can host a variety of entertainment. Just let us know what you need. Eastdale Conference Centre has an excellent track record and has been rated the number one conference centre in the region. Come and see us for yourself. We're waiting for you. So that is our brochure, and it sounds pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely sold.
Yeah, if I'm going to book a conference, I'm going to this place. It looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this brochure, which as we say is like the kind of like an ad for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take a look at our brochure. It says, "Welcome to Eastdale Conference Center. Situated in the heart of the city, this modern state-of-the-art venue is ideally located close to coach and bus stations." All right, so let's first take a look at some of the vocabulary we see here. First we see state-of-the-art. So when something is state-of-the-art, it means like it's probably the most highest or most advanced developed kind of building device or piece of technology. So we could just say it's very high-tech and in some ways kind of futuristic. So for me, when I think of anything that is state-of-the-art, I immediately think of Japan.
Yeah, that would probably be true. A quick note here about how you see this word written. If there's a noun after it, okay, this is an adjective, so if there's a noun after it, like state-of-the-art venue, you will see hyphens between the words.
Mm-hmm.
However, if there is no noun after it, then there are no hyphens. So if you said, this hotel is state-of-the-art, there would be no hyphens. So quick note for when you're writing it down. Okay, we've also got the word ideally here, ideally located. And ideally just means perfect. It's ideal. It's exactly what you want. So this place has got a great location near coach and bus stations.
Mm-hmm. And then the difference between coach and buses are that coaches are usually more comfortable. They are buses, but they are more comfortable. They're mostly used for longer journeys and usually can like pull the seat back and kind of lie down.
Hmm. Yeah, you take a bus around a city, but you take a coach to another city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it also has, it says, as well as hotels to suit all budgetary needs. Okay, this word budgetary is the adjective form of the word budget, or how much money you use for a particular thing or time. So budgetary just means it's to do with the budget. And in this sentence, what it means is no matter, you know, whether you're a rich person or whether you've got to work on a tighter budget, there are hotels nearby for anything, you know, 5-star ones, 3-star ones, cheaper ones, expensive ones, whatever your budgetary needs are, there are hotels nearby.
Right, so next it says, what's more, the center provides free shuttle buses to the airport, running every half hour. Okay, so this center provides free shuttle buses, and a shuttle is usually a fixed route that travels between two places. So in the article, we see that the center provides transportation between the airport and the center every 30 minutes. Most of the time, it's for free. So for example, you could say, hotels usually provide free shuttle buses for hotel guests that take them from the airport to the hotel.
Yep. There's also ones in Taiwan. For example, if you go to Taichung, I know definitely has them, by HSR. The HSR isn't quite in the middle of the city, but you can get free buses that take you into the city. And that would kind of almost be like a shuttle bus. Although it does go to several locations, it still just travels from HSR to these places and back again.
That's very convenient.
Yeah, definitely. So the next paragraph says, Eastdale Conference Center has everything your business needs to host a successful conference. So in this paragraph, it's going to introduce all the things that a conference would need to be successful. So it's different facilities.
All right, so it goes on to say that there are 4 large auditoriums along with 20 smaller meeting rooms for workshops and seminars. Okay, so we learned that auditoriums are basically large places to kind of hold maybe lectures or to hold a play, symphony or something. So along with these 4 auditoriums, along with this means to, it comes with 20 smaller meeting rooms.
And they're used for workshops and seminars. Now, we mentioned workshops in yesterday's lesson, like a focused meeting. And a seminar is it's kind of a smaller version of a big lecture. It's for discussion or training, like a meeting for training. It can also be a university class where a topic is discussed by a teacher and a small group of students. So you'd expect a seminar to have a lot more focus and more participation. It won't just be one person talking. It'll be, you know, people discussing. It'll be group work projects. And it'll be a really focused topic. Like, we're going to have a seminar on, you know, customer relationships. And everybody's going to bring ideas and we're going to discuss stuff. For example, you could also say, the student has an important history seminar this afternoon. So that would be the university kind.
Right. Okay, next in the brochure says, each room is fully supplied with audiovisual equipment and can access a secure wireless network. Okay, so if we take a look at the word audiovisual, audio means related to things that you hear. Okay, visual is related to things that you see. So this means that these auditoriums provide maybe things like microphones or overhead projectors so audiences can hear and see what the speaker or presenter has to say.
And all the rooms can also access a secure wireless network. So if you access something, you can use it, you can connect to it. And a secure network, here we're talking about access to the internet, it's a protected network. You need a password to get onto this wireless network and use it. So it's not a free one that anyone can use. It's one that the hotel has. And if you want to use it, you'll need the password. So it's better for this kind of purpose.
Right. We also have a full complement of technicians on hand to make sure your presentations aren't interrupted by technical difficulties. So people can help with these problems.
Yeah, and here we see the word complement. Now, this is spelt slightly differently to the verb complement, like compliment someone. It's C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. And here, complement is a noun. And it means the number or quantity of something, usually to make a group complete. So here, when we say a full complement of technicians, it means that we have all the technicians we need. We haven't just got one guy or two guys. We've got like 20, so they can look after all the rooms, all the auditoriums, all that kind of thing. And of course, a technician is just someone who's an excellent person at dealing with technical problems. So in a sentence with complement in this case, we could say a baseball team's full complement is 11 players.
Right. Okay, so all these technicians are on hand, meaning that they probably work kind of around the hour or the time that these conferences are around. So if you have any kind of difficulty at any time, then you can kind of call the hotel or call call the reception and they can help you with that.
Yeah, they're on hand. They're available to make sure your presentations aren't interrupted. Of course, a presentation is just when you're showing somebody something and teaching them and explaining about it. And what they don't want is these presentations to be interrupted. Okay, if something is interrupted, then they're in progress and they're stopped. Stopped kind of in the middle before they're supposed to finish. You could also interrupt somebody while they are speaking, for example.
Okay, so a technical difficulty is, of course, small glitches or things that that don't work when you are trying to, like, maybe use your computer or use your smartphone.
Yeah,
or something
like, oh,
like
I can't connect to the internet. This is very slow. You know, this doesn't work. I can't play this file. That kind of thing.
Or, like, the internet cuts off and you're not able to do the presentation anymore.
Exactly.
Okay, so next in the brochure it says, we also offer far more than just business facilities. We aim to give our guests the opportunity to relax and refresh themselves between conference sessions. So refresh here means to, if we look at the word re, it means again. So in some ways to make fresh again or to get another surge of energy again. So guests can feel rejuvenated again because they're able to use the facilities at the hotel, maybe get something to drink or eat.
Yeah, kind of give themselves, you know, like, okay, we've finished the morning, now let's refresh ourselves so we can do the afternoon. And those morning and afternoon, we'd call those sessions, okay? So a session here meaning kind of a period devoted to a particular activity. So you could say, okay, in the morning session, we're going to have a big lecture about this. And then the afternoon, we're going to have two smaller sessions about, you know, one about new ideas and one about, you know, teamwork, something like that. Okay, and then the brochure explains what they have. Eastdale Conference Center features two swimming pools, a gym, a sauna, and a games room. Okay, a sauna is, well, for example, a sauna is great. Let me just say that. Saunas are great. A sauna is like a small room which uses steam and hot air to kind of clean you and refresh the body. Do you like saunas? I love them.
I do.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're so relaxing. You just sit there. It's hot. You kind of sweat out all the things you don't want in your body, relax, and then jump in a cold pool.
Oh.
So it's pretty good for your skin as well as really relaxing.
But for me, with saunas, like the maximum amount I can stay in is probably 10 minutes.
Really?
I'm like, okay, it's too hot.
It's too hot. I need to go out.
I need to go out.
Yeah, well, you kind of move between the different rooms, don't you? So it's that sort of thing. And a lot of hotels will have these facilities. And they'll also have a games room, so which could be pool tables, table tennis, arcade machines, card table, you know, things that people can just have, you know, can just play with, relax
a
bit.
Yeah, to relax. Okay, next it says there are also three bars, two restaurants, and a food court. Okay, so not only do they have things for you to, like, go exercise in, you can also eat at the bars, maybe have a drink. There's a lot of restaurants and a food court. And a food court, of course, is just basically like an area inside a building that has different kinds of food for you to buy.
Yeah, think of the sort of things you'd get in the basements of big department stores where there are lots and lots of food places, and then you take the food away to one big area where everybody sits down and eats what they've bought. So the brochure also says, in addition, one of our auditoriums doubles as a theatre and can host a variety of entertainment. So here we've got a little phrasal verb, double as, okay? If you double as that something, you serve in two capacities. You kind of do two jobs. So it's both a lecture theatre and kind of an entertainment theatre. So maybe they have a stage for a band to play, or they have a big screen where they could show a movie. So it works as both a business thing and kind of a fun thing. You could also say this sports stadium doubles as a music venue. So you have baseball games there, but you could also have a big band playing there.
Right. And because of that, they can host a variety of entertainment. Okay, and entertainment, of course, is any activity or thing related to having fun and enjoying yourself. So watching a movie, listening to music, even going shrimping, going to the amusement park are all forms of entertainment. So it's anything that you do that makes you feel like this is fun.
Yeah, the brochure just says, just let us know what you need. So they're set up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
They then say Eastdale Conference Center has an excellent track record. Okay, it's an interesting phrase, this, a track record. And what it means is the past record of your accomplishments and basically everything you've done. So you could have a bad track record because you've had a lot of failures. But in this case, it's an excellent track record. So, you know, for many years, people have been going there and they've all said, wow, we really enjoy this place. It's a great place. So a person can have a track record, you know, for, you know, always completing their assignments on time. They've got a good track record. They could also have a bad one if they were often late or didn't mm-hmm. finish their work on time.
Right. Next, Eastdale Conference Center also has been rated the number one conference center in the region. So when you rate something, it means you kind of give it a score or value that you believe the place or object is worth. For example, a lot of movie critics might rate movies with stars. So if the movie gets one star, that might mean the movie isn't so good. If the movie gets 5 stars, then that means it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
So hotels also have this sort of rating system as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the brochure just finishes with, come and see us for yourself. We're waiting for you, kind of inviting people to come and check it out. All right, that is the end of our article. So we're going to now listen to our Chinese teacher for a bit, and then we'll be back to discuss some of the questions from the article.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tim.欢迎来到我们多益的第二天课程。今天的题目是 Introducing the Conference Venue, 会议场地简介。我们今天要看的这篇文章是一份传单 brochure。首先看到第一段的第一句 Situated in the heart of the city, this modern state-of-the-art venue is ideally located close to local coach and bus stations, as well as hotels to suit all budgetary needs.这座现代最先进的场地坐落于市中心，地点理想，临近当地巴士和公车站以及旅馆，能符合所有预算需求。我们一开始就看到一个文法点 ,situated in the heart of the city, 这是两句主词相同省略而来的分词构句。原本的两个句子，第一句是 ,this modern state of the art venue is situated in the heart of the city, 第二句是This modern state-of-the-art venue is ideally located to. 两句主词相同，都是 this modern state-of-the-art venue. 省略第一句的主词，由于是被动语态 ，be 动词变成 being。being 也可省略，只留下过去分词 situated。让我举个类似的用法。James was encouraged by his teacher. James 受到老师鼓励。James became more confident than before. James 变得比以前更有自信。这两句合在一起就变成 Being encouraged by his teacher, James became more confident than before. 受到老师的鼓励后 ,James 变得比以前更有自信。Being 也可以省略，只留下过去分词 encouraged. 所以就变成 Encouraged by his teacher, James became more confident.接着我们看到后面的一个名词 coach 表示长途巴士的意思，而 coach 也可以当作教练的意思。 Our baseball team hired a very experienced coach 表示我们棒球队请了一位很有经验的教练，而 coach 也可以当作动词表示指导的意思。 Rita coaches her sister for the final exam 表示 Rita 指导她的妹妹准备期末考。接着看到第二段的第二句 There are 4 large auditoriums along with 20 smaller meeting rooms for workshops and seminars. 我们有四间大礼堂跟20间较小的会议室供研讨会和讨论会之用。 Along with 这个片语就表示和什么一起的意思。举例来说 Terry is going to have a picnic with his family along with some good friends.Terry 要跟他的家人出去野餐，外加几位好朋友。继续看到文章下一句 ，Each room is fully supplied with audiovisual equipment and can access a secure wireless network。每间会议室提供完整的视听设备， 并能使用安全的无线网路。这里看到个动词 access， 表示使用、接近的意思。You are not authorized to access this account， 表示你没有授权能使用这个账号。而 access 也可以当作名词，表示使用权的意思。Have access to something， 表示可以使用的意思。You don't have access to these documents， 就表示你没有观看这些文件的权利。继续看到下一句，也就是第二段的最后一句。We also have a full complement of technicians on hand to make sure your presentations aren't interrupted by technical difficulties. 我们全体技术人员也会在场，确保你的简报不会被技术性问题打断。Complement 这个名词表示名额的意思， Full complement 就表示全额，而在本文中是指全体的意思。而 complement 也可以当作补充、搭配用的东西的意思。举例来说， Coke is the perfect complement to pizza， 表示吃披萨配可乐真是绝佳的搭配。而后面看到个片语 on hand， 表示在附近、在场的意思。 All Jack's friends will be on hand to attend his graduation ceremony， 表示杰克所有的朋友都会到场参加他的毕业典礼。而另外一个类似的片语 in hand 则是表示持有、在手中的意思。 I still have some money in hand， 就表示我手中还有些钱的意思。接着看到第三段的第二句，We aim to give our guests the opportunity to relax and refresh themselves between conference sessions. 我们致力提供顾客在会议间隔时段放松跟恢复精神的机会。这里看到个动词 refresh， 表示提振精神的意思。You should try to refresh yourself with a cup of coffee before going to work. 你可以试着在上班前喝杯咖啡来提振精神。Refresh 的形容词是 refreshing， 表示振奋精神的。 On a hot day, nothing is as refreshing as a nice cold beverage. 天气热的时候，没有什么比冰凉的饮料更能提振精神的了。
We're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back. Alright, so there's our article and there's our brochure. It does sound pretty good. I definitely like the idea of, you know, sauna, swimming pools, games room as a...
Me too.
If you're going to go away from your city and stay for a few days for a conference, you definitely want something like that to relax.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I can stay at a conference for that long with nothing to do.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of having, like, you know, a pool, like a sauna and like a game room to kind of play around and relax.
And those bars and restaurants will mean you can socialize with, you know, people from your company or even people from other companies, kind of get to know them. So we've got a couple of discussion questions, and the first one is, what else does a venue need to be a good venue for a conference?
This place has got a lot of things.
Yeah, what else? What else could this place possibly have? Can you think of anything?
Well, this place is already, you know, number one so far for me, but I'm not sure about the location of this place, but I know that they do have, like, you know, shuttle buses and transportation for the guests, but I think one thing that I really have to look at if I'm holding conferences is just the location. I wouldn't want people to travel too far or, you know, go out of their way to, like, come here.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want somewhere that's, like, really far away from people. On the other hand, if your conference is going to be about kind of getting together as a team and team building, maybe you actually want to kind of go out of the city somewhere, maybe go to a sort of retreat where you're isolated from, you know, you don't have all these other things so that people kind of have to stay together, experience things as a group. So if there's lots of other things in the middle of the city, people will kind of go off and they'll make their own plans. But maybe, so depending on the type of conference you want, maybe you do need a bit of isolation. Maybe you want some outside open spaces for, like, team building activities, something like that. So maybe that's something that you maybe wouldn't get in the middle of a city.
That's true. All right, so let's take a look at our next question. The next question is, why might a company need relaxation facilities at a conference? Very good question.
Yeah, well, you've already kind of alluded to that. You've mentioned that. You're saying if you're at a conference for several days, you know, you just can't, you need a break. You can't keep, going to these lectures, doing very kind of high pressure, intensive meetings. You need to unwind, you need to go and take a break in the evening. You know, you maybe need to sit down for lunch. Maybe they'll have, all right, we're going to have an hour in the afternoon where people can just, go for a swim, do some exercise, just go back to their rooms and take a break. So you need that kind of thing to keep people's bodies and their minds refreshed.
I agree. And, at work, you kind of like are stuck in the office. And when you go to a conference, you're like, oh, okay, great. I can go outside of work and do something different. So I think at conferences, it's really important for people to do something different at work. You're not supposed to just sit around in the room all day. You definitely need to go out, get some fresh air, get some sunshine. And like you said, maybe exercise, go take a swim.
Exactly. Yeah, this place also had entertainment facilities. It had somewhere that could be a theater. And that's also good for a couple of reasons. For a start, it creates something memorable. So people remember, oh, yeah, remember that conference? That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, it kind of also rewards the people. If you have the entertainment at the end, then people have kind of got something to look forward to. They go, okay, we'll do this conference and then we'll kind of be rewarded for all our hard work by getting to see a band, by doing something fun, by watching a play. Maybe they'll hire a guest speaker, a famous person, a comedian, someone to come in and kind of tell some jokes and give everybody, kind of lighten everybody up. So plenty of reasons to sort of keep people in a good place.
I think all companies need these relaxation rooms and these facilities. People do need to kind of, step away from the computer, step away from their desks and do something different during the day.
Yeah, of course, Google is pretty famous for all the fun things it has in the Google office. So these, kind of rides. And I've seen other places, or heard of them at least. Sadly, I've never been to one and worked at one, that have, games tables, or it's just something where people can get away, socialize, and come up with creative ideas by sort of refreshing themselves.
I do like that concept a lot.
All right, well, that is the end of this article. We've looked at the brochure for this place. So thanks, guys, for listening to us from English Digest. This has been Pat.
And this is Tiffany.
And we'll talk to you again next time. Bye for now.
Bye.